And but we had a good time at those pound parties. And then as I grew a little older, one of my brothers learned to play a guitar, just learned on his own. And then we found several other kids around the neighborhood that had different instruments. So we'd get together with them and on Saturday night, and we'd stall up our feet and play and carry on, have the best time you ever saw in your life. So one night they were all at my house, and the people who lived not far from us here were a school teacher and his wife, and we invited them to come out and hear us. We thought we were good. So they came out, and they oohed and aahed and were very encouraging, and they said, we ought to put a show on, that we had a lot of talent. Well, we were no, didn't have any more sense than to believe every word she said. And she knew, being a school teacher, where and how to order little plays or little skits or stunts.
Mm-hmm.
So she went about ordering something for us. We got together. Our church needed some hymnals. So we set it in mind that we were going to raise enough money to buy the hymnals for the church. We did.
Mm-hmm.
And had a ball doing
mm-hmm.
it. One of my cousins had a big lumber truck, and at that time, the minstrels, the black, colored minstrels were Negro minstrels, was quite the thing, and that's what it was, a black Negro minstrel.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd get on this big lumber
would
truck.
Would they travel around?
We'd go around from school to school at recess period, and we'd be all blacked up and playing and singing and advertising. That's the way we advertised. We had a crowd and had nobody to direct us. Mm-hmm. We were on our own, but people who came and enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And we raised enough money to buy hymnals for the church. Mm-hmm.
What kind of music did you play?
Country, hillbilly,
mm-hmm.
something new. Occasionally get in some gospel.
Mm-hmm. Like bluegrass type?
Not bluegrass. Music? Bluegrass is different from country. That's what I play now is country. Bluegrass is, no, I don't go for that. It's a fast beat, and the words all run together. It doesn't have a story like the country song.
Mm-hmm.
The country song has a story.
I wonder if I could get you to play with something.
Oh, would you play with me?
I can't play.
you don't play anything?
No.
Well, one instrument and above, and I play, one instrument alone doesn't sound that good. We've got our little Anderson County Senior Band. We've got several instruments, and I started taking the banjo. As I said, I learned to play the guitar a little bit, and Barney here in town gave lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided I wanted to play it better, so I went to him and I took lessons for about 3 years and to play with a groove.
Mm-hmm.
It's an accompanist. In other words, I don't pick the tune. Like
right.
The mm-hmm. melody is done. And then I was traveling, and I told Barney, I said, Barney, let me off for the summer. I got to travel. But save a place for me in the fall. I want to come back and I want to learn a banjo. I've never had a banjo in my hand. So when I got back, he had a very inexpensive banjo, a little one, and I fell in love with it.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I, to pick the tune and those things, I like my banjo best.